Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, man, Duke Zabel, the final hour of the show. And the big story today is fear of a Broncos defense. We've kind of been talking about it a lot today. Statistically, they stop the run. They don't give up more than 200 yards passing. And it's a little bit nerve-wracking, especially with some of the injuries we're dealing with. With more on that, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, our man from ESPN.com, it is Mark Grimondi. Hey, man. So real quick, I know we saw Kirk out there. Why was Kirk on the injury report? How bad was that shoulder earlier in the week?
I don't think that bad. I just think that the Falcons this season have been pretty what's the word I'm looking for? They've been putting people on the list even if it's nothing serious at all. And yesterday they didn't even have a practice. They had a walkthrough, so it was kind of just an estimate. I figure if they were actually having a practice yesterday, he probably would have been out there practicing as normal. I think it's week 11. Guys are banged up, and it's a lengthy injury report this week, gentlemen. Very, a lot of people on there.
Go tell me what you think, or should I say, tell me what you think about this offense. I'm concerned about this defense we're facing. What's your impressions of the offense? How do you view this Falcon offense so far this season?
That's a really good question, because it is very hard to put a finger on, because we know they're capable of big plays, of the explosive play. A long Bijan Robinson run, a Kyle Pitts, jumping over someone to catch a ball, a Drake London or a Darnell Mooney, big chunk yardage catch. These are all things that they can do, but it just seems like they don't do them always with efficiency. And one of the things that I find interesting about the Falcons is that in total yardage, total offense, they are third in the NFL. But in points scored, they are 14th in the NFL, right? So they're very much a middle-of-the-pack team when it comes to putting points on the board. Huh. They can move the ball, but they don't always get the points that they need to be efficient. And I think efficiency is really a big issue.
And that's something, as Mark Grimondi joins us from ESPN, we were talking about this for the last, 7 or 8 years. We used to joke around about Matt Bryant or Young Wei Koo. Kick it, right? You're over the 50-yard line.
Yep.
So I'll talk about Koo in a second. Do you feel that Kyle Pitts can be a bigger part of this offense? We just looked at the numbers and said, his usage rate and where he is statistically, he's top five amongst NFL tight ends.
He is, and certainly. And I think the Falcons are, Kirk Cousins has, I guess, a luxury in that he does have playmakers in a lot of different spots. And Kyle Pitts is one of them. And it seems like when Cousins is going through his progressions, Kyle Pitts is kind of like a few ticks down.
Right.
He's not always the first guy. And then potentially they could, in the right situation, look to him a little bit earlier. But you can't argue with what's happening with London and Mooney. I mean, they're arguably the best wide receiver duo right now in the NFL, just numbers wise. And dropping it off and getting Bijan Robinson space in the flat is also not a bad offensive strategy either. So it's like it's hard to say exactly what they need to be doing better, because what they've been doing is pretty good. but they're just not putting the points on the board with the efficiency that they need to.
We're talking with Mark Raimondi, guys. He covers our Falcons for ESPN as we get ready for the Broncos on Sunday. And Mark, you know, we were talking with Coach about Bo Nix. I know you guys were asking those questions yesterday as well. And he said he was impressed with the kid, man. He said they met him at the combine. He told Mike and I, and, right. you know, he's very composed. And then he's playing that way. I think going into this game, like at the beginning of the season, we looked at this a little differently, didn't we? We were like, oh, rookie and Bo Nix won't be any good. He's actually playing well for the Broncos.
He is. He's a good player. You know, he's athletic. And I think that the Falcons, look, we've talked about the pass rush or lack thereof for many months now. And that has not changed, unfortunately. And it continues to be not good. I mean, the pressure rate is the worst in the NFL.
Let me ask you while you're talking about this, because this is the debate for Mike and I, while we're talking about pass rush, real quick, on our side. Does it get any better between now and the end of the season?
I mean, you know, that's a good question. I think in Flowery Branch, Georgia, they're wondering the same thing. And you know, you see they are making tweaks, right? From a personnel standpoint, at least, they're making tweaks. You know, D'Angelo Malone is getting more snaps on the edge. Right. You know, Khalid Kareem, who, you know, came in, he wasn't even here in training camp. You know, he was elevated last week to the active roster, and he got a decent amount of snaps. Played pretty well, actually, I'll say. So, you know, you see that they're trying to figure out what works. You know, they're trying to get some guys rest, mix other guys in. Lorenzo Carter's coming back potentially this week. He's going to be off IR. He was practicing today. So it's a great question. And you know, they didn't add anyone. You know, Judon is a guy that I think they were hoping would be a big difference maker, but has not been to this point. It's not all entirely his fault, because he is getting double teamed more than he has in, I think, the last 6 years of his career. But certainly as a unit, you know, they're not rushing the passer as well as they could be. Caden Ellis is probably their best pass rusher, and he's an off-ball linebacker.
Right. Came here with 7 sacks 2 years ago from the Saints, and we thought maybe he would be that guy. Real quick, just to get your take, Ryan Nielsen last year, you know, had some results. Now, we did have some other guys here. One of them is down there now, Calais Campbell in Miami, and Bud Dupree. They combined for 13 sacks last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Yep. We didn't have a lot of loot. We didn't want to give up draft equity for guys that maybe didn't fit. Is Jimmy Lake good at getting the quarterback on the ground? I mean, is it X's and O's, or is it Jimmy's and Joe's?
I think it's a little bit of both. And, you know, one of the things that they were talking about a lot this week is just starting faster. And this is it's true. You know, if you look at I went deep into the numbers this week, and it is actually it's remarkable the difference between the defense in the second half and the first half. And I'm talking about 53% of drives in the first half. The Falcons defense allows points on the board in the first half. It's one of the worst rates in the entire NFL. And then you look at the second half, and they're like third best in the NFL in how many percentage of drives in the second half where opponents score touchdowns. So and I think it's like, you know, the Steelers and the Bears are the two best. So it's like they locked down somehow in the second half, but for whatever reason, right. In the first half. You know, I don't know if it's just not starting out strong or what it is, or kind of letting the game come to them and figuring it out. But that was a big message this week. And Jimmy Lake was showing, which is, by the way, right up my alley, guys, showing UFC knockouts, you know, fast UFC knockouts,
right.
Fast boxing knockouts, showing that to the guys on defense as a way to say, hey, we need to come out and we need to attack. You know, we can come out, we can attack, and we can get that quick knockout if we come out harder and with more intensity.
Well, can we get Tank Abbott to play edge rush?
Yeah, right.
Wow, you are going back. I mean, we are going back now to Tank Abbott. My goodness.
Hey, man.
It is 1999.
No, man, that's a great little stat. I mean, Carl, we talked about getting A.J. Terrell onto Scandling, Valdez Scandling against the Saints, so adjustments in the second half.
Yeah, they did do that. By the way, John Bones is going to win this weekend? Just asking.
Wow, a little UFC talk. I mean, I never gave picks when I was covering the UFC, which I did for 11 years.
What, you got religion?
What's that?
I said, what, you got religion? What, you couldn't?
Don't let him mess with
gentlemen,
you, man.
I am a journalist.
Journalist!
I don't give picks. I'm a journalist. I have integrity.
Yeah.
And if I'm being honest, you know, you pick against the UFC fighter, they take it personally. They don't like that very much. So it's better off for me and my health. That I just stick to the facts.
It's Mark Grimondi from ESPN.com.
Is that a yes?
It sounds like a no.
All right.
So here's the deal. We know they're really good on defense. We know that we want to establish. Will we be able?
Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Who we picking in that, gentlemen?
Oh man, we Tyson all day, every
Tyson
day.
Tyson all day, every day. Against Jake Paul, Logan Paul.
We'll see.
Chris Paul.
See. Why? I give Paul credit. He's a better fighter.
RuPaul.
Yeah, RuPaul. He's a better fighter than I think people give him credit for. But it's just me, man. I want to see Mike. You know, again, he's 58. I just think it's a 58
year old guy that wasn't that good when he was in his late 30s. You know, that's why it's so scary that we may. I think we'll be able to get
walk outside with me then.
The 14 pound gloves.
Come on over here.
Just hope he catches him early, man. 2 minute rounds too.
I'll beat your ass too.
I wish you would.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engine. To take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, Mark. Back to football. Right, back to,
14 so, ounce gloves, right. By the way, Mike. 14 pound gloves would be very difficult. No,
you know, matter of fact, I'd like to see that. That would actually be more entertaining. Hey, by the way, speaking of a heavyweight fight, it looks like it's going to be physical. Low scoring seems to be the play.
Yep.
Can we run the ball? Can we? And Carl and I have been joking around all day about, you know, establishing our will. Do you think we'll be able to do the things we want to do, play action off the run? Because they don't allow teams to run either.
It's a good defense. It's a good defense. And one of the things that, you know, I've been kind of looking for all season is, you know, if the Falcons could just, they have a hard time getting up in the first half. So because they have a hard time getting up, you know, by more than one score or less in the first half, it's hard for them to kind of establish themselves in the second half with the running game, which, you know, in theory, they could very well do, especially a guy like Tyler Allgeier, who, you know, who just runs downhill. He's just a bowling ball. You know, guys in the second half do not want to see number 25, that's Avery Williams, 25, coming at them because he's just a hard guy to bring down. Dude's a linebacker. But they haven't been able to do that. You know, you would think that would be part of, you know, I've been looking for that all season. You know, when is there going to be a situation where they can just run the ball in the second half and, you know, bleed the clock and just, you know, have teams kind of trying to play catch up? Has not happened, and I'm not sure if it's going to happen in Denver. They have a good defense. I think they have to figure it out. And it seems like when the run game is working, maybe the pass game is not. When the pass game is working, maybe the run game is not. So, you know, for a team that's 6-4, and I think it's a good team, it's a playoff team.
Right.
I still feel like they have not put together this complete four quarter effort where everything is clicking. Every game you can look back on, well, they really didn't play that well in X, you know, category.
All right, Mark. Great stuff, man. Appreciate you talking about UCF or UFC or whatever. As always, man.
University
thanks.
Of Central Florida? Come on.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean,
I want to see 14-pound gloves, Carl.
And you're not...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com